Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Tragically, not all prodigals come home. What a contrast between the delight of the father's house in Luke 15 and the lament of the father's heart in 2 Samuel 18. Here's how the story unfolds. Two runners bring news to David. The first to volunteer is Ahimaaz, but Joab rejects him because he doesn't know enough. Instead, Joab commands a Cushite to take the full story to the king. This Cushite sets off cross-country. Ahimaaz, however, insists on telling what he does know anyway and ran by way of the plain, 2 Samuel 18:23, beating the Cushite. Seeing a single runner, David concludes that his army isn't fleeing. This must be a newsbringer. When the lookout says it looks like Ahimaaz, David responds, quote, "He is a good man and comes with good news," verse 27. It's a case of no news is good news. But the Cushite knew about the death of Absalom, making it a bad news is good news situation. Or that's how everyone, except David, thought. As the Cushite says, quote, "May the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise against you to do harm be like that young man," verse 32. Quote, "Then the king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said this, 'Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died in your place.'" Verse 33. We, once rebels, bow in thanksgiving for the one who died in our place. But Joab soundly rebuked the king, quote, "I perceive that if Absalom had lived and all of us had died today, then it would have pleased you well." Chapter 19, verse 6. Snap out of it, David. You're not just a father, you're the king. If you want your people's loyalty, appreciate their sacrifice. Quote, "Then the king arose and sat in the gate," verse 8, thus being preserved from snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.